Teaching a child respect for authority doesn't mean we want a military regime in our home. We want to have fun. We have to find the boundary. And those boundaries are different for everybody.
You're listening to Parenting on Purpose with Dr. Bob Barnes and Tori Roberts. As a special guest this week from Sheridan House Family Ministries, I'm Ruthie J., your host. And it is true, we don't want our house to be a military camp, but I'm not sure any house is.
I think some are.
Yeah?
Yes, unfortunately.
The authoritarian.
Yes. Style.
And that has different consequences.
Yes. Well, they can't wait to get out of the house, right?
But then there are some places where things are a little more relaxed.
I want home to be fun, and everybody is going to have to find their fun. And everybody's going to have to find their comfort. Nobody wants to be Bob. You have to find your own comfort. And with that means there are times when the lines of authority get a little bit blurry. The times where the respect gets a little bit blurry. First of all, let me say, I believe we all have to respect everybody. I need to respect my children. And I need to respect my children enough to discipline my children, but I need to respect my children enough to listen to my children. There's a respect for the personhood of somebody when you look them in the eye and you listen to them. And so I needed to stop. I needed to sit on the side of the bed. And I knew some nights when they were little, they knew they could keep me in the room if they kept asking me questions. And Tori's were masterful. I didn't even realize I was being manipulated the whole time. But she had questions, and I knew that I needed to respect those questions. And hers were always very deep questions. And so I think we also, though, need, is there a time that we can just let it go? And the best let it go for kids is at dad's expense, is at the authority figure's expense. So we would play games. And when we would play games, I mean, they were board games, like, you know, Pictionary was a big one for us. And Monopoly was sometimes a big one. Although the problem is Rosemary's not competitive and doesn't care. And so she would give things away to people.
She's just neutral.
Yes. She doesn't even care. It's not even neutral. She doesn't care. It's not a matter.
Well, you're out of money. You may have some of mine.
Yes. It's just so irritating. Yeah, it's irritating. Then lose.
Are you being disrespectful?
No, actually, I'm not. Oh, golly, I'll write a 50-word note of apology to Mom later on. I accept the consequence. I think if some people watched our games, they would have a problem with it because of the way we're laughing with each other, making fun of each other. And the most fun was make fun of me and gang up on me. And I think there's a word, and you wrote the word down a minute ago, appropriate. Everybody has to find what's appropriate for you. But I wanted laughter. I just wanted laughter. We would play the game of spoons once.
Body spoons.
Well, spoons are a card game where you put the spoons in the middle. But we decided we'd put the spoons in another room.
So there was no secret when you got the four cards.
Yes. And so when you got them, I mean, people are taking people down.
It's physical.
Yes. Physical. Yeah. Rosemary was really violence. Much of a part of this. She would kind of watch. They're on top of me. I can't even move. They're grabbing my neck. But we were laughing so hard just to get it out. So this respect for authority, I do believe this. Once the lines are clear on the field, you can go on the field and have a great time. When the lines aren't clear, you know, when I was a kid, when we didn't have fields to play in, we put T-shirts in each corner for out of bounds. You never really knew what was out of bounds. You spent the whole game arguing over, you're out of bounds. No, I wasn't out of bounds because there was no clear line. I think when you have a clear line, you know, it's kind of like once my children knew you cannot sleep in our bed, you cannot spend the night in our bed, then every now and then we could have them in the bed and watch the television in the big bed. And Tori would always manipulate food in the bed, popcorn or something, and which means my bed's full of popcorn tonight and I'm not. And I'd say, okay, everybody gone, everybody go. And, you know, Tori would go like that. Roby would whine a little and then he'd go. But they'd get it. I think it's the same with the balance of respect for authority and fun within it.
And I think of the principle of the means. That means there's a balance. The principle of the means is not, there's not excess or regress. So there's a balance. You're not, your house isn't too strict or too relaxed. Once you found that middle ground, there are the boundaries set. You can have fun within the boundaries. When you're too relaxed, then those get taken too far. When you're too strict, you can't enjoy fun and children don't know that they can have fun and relax. So I think there's that balance there. And then you can draw the lines of authority and have fun within those lines, like you're saying. I just think of like the football or soccer field.
It's an issue of confidence in your parenting that you can bring it back.
Yeah.
100 years ago here, I was the house parent for a while. And we didn't send the kids home on weekends. We had one house. And I was the house parent with another guy. And we'd gotten the kids to bed on Friday night. And I just couldn't help myself. I woke them up about 1 in the morning. And we were making stuff in the kitchen down the hall. And they get up and they're almost looking around. Are we allowed to do this? And they came down and we had a hot dog eating contest.
Late 1 in the morning?
Oh, yeah. It was awesome. And it was just, and
that's that balance.
And they were giddy. They were giddy. We had an excess of hot dogs and tomato juice that had come in. Somebody. And so okay. We're hot dogs and tomato. We were just a contest. It was so much fun. They probably all had stomach aches. I don't remember. But then put them back to bed. Well, yes, they asked, are we going to get up? No, we're not. We may do it again sometime. But no, we're not.
But you'll never know.
Yes, you will never know. And there has to be, I know I can ring it back in, and they have enough respect for authority that it's not just respect for rules. It's also respect for the person in authority. And that when I say we're done, we're done. At home, we're so busy that fun has gone out the door. So we're yelling and screaming. And because there's a lack of respect for authority, we can't break the rules. I remember when Tori was 15 and Roby was 12, and I've used this before. It was my 25th anniversary at Sheridan House, and I asked for a sabbatical, and they gave me a 2-month sabbatical, and we drove 12,200 miles in our Chevy Astro van all around North America. I came back at the end of the trip in the September board meeting. Before we had the board of directors meeting, they asked me to give me a report on the trip around, and I told about the trip, and one of the board members, Lorraine Morris, said, that would be like a dream for me to have done that with my 5 kids. One of the men on the board said, that would have been a nightmare for me with my 3 kids. And the issue was being in the car that long, when there's no respect for authority, you don't have fun. When there's no respect for authority, you don't take the child you really need to take with you to Lowe's. Because the child just bugs you. Can I have this? Can I have this? Can I have this? And that's the child you're having the challenge with, and you need to take them with you.
To practice that. Mm-hmm. Those boundaries.
And to be together. Yeah. To practice the respect for authority. Yes. And for the child to actually feel, oh, I think he wants me with him. I think he wants to have breakfast with me on Wednesday mornings. Wow. So respect for authority sets the table so you can put extra things on the table, but at the same time, it prepares them to go to the bigger tables of life. We've got to put this plan in place.
I was thinking even for the parent that's too strict, their fear is that a child's going to possibly step over that line. Well, what if my child challenges my authority when we're having fun? So they don't want to have fun for fear that they're going to cross that line, and I feel like that's why those lines are there. So you can say, you know what, you did take that a little far. That was slightly disrespectful, but let's rein that in. Let's not make those comments again. Right. But we're still going to have fun with this.
Well, you brought up some of them Ruthie brought up off air, and that in our home, if there were some times when people listened in our home, when we're playing, it's very verbal, and some people would say, wow, that seemed very disrespectful, even from Bob to them. And we groomed that as playing, and we knew this is for here. This isn't for there. And now we're playing. And when there's the authority times, you can have a great time, but when the flag is thrown on the field, it's time to stop. And so I think there's two issues here. One is confidence in me as a parent that I will rein it back. Understanding this is a child, you will have that child. Well, when they see that line's a little blurred right now, that becomes the game, not the game you're playing.
The
raptor. That's such a great illustration. Yeah, where did he come from? He's back out pushing at the lines. And so I think we have to be confident. We have to know their children. But we have to really, I don't want to be a military academy, but I'm also training them, and they go out there, and guys, some of the stuff we do here, you're not going to do that with a teacher, and you don't do that out there with other people. In fact, let's rehearse what you do with other people. And one of the things you do, and we have to help them respond to authority, is when somebody says something to you, 5-year-old, let's teach you to look them in the eye and listen. Look up, don't look down at your shoes, look them in the eye and listen. And it's so much fun and so shocking to meet a 5, 6, 7-year-old who actually extends his hand to shake hands, who actually looks you in the eye, actually answers your questions, and you realize, wow, I'm watching it. I'm hiring this kid someday. I'll probably be working for this kid someday. So I can't just tell them what not to do. I have to show them what to do.
And I think it's also those games can be our training ground. for the child that is going to push it, you know what, that's a good place for them to push it. So you can throw the flag and say, you know what, you did cross a line there. That was a little disrespectful. Here's how you could have said that appropriately, and then keep going.
And in the midst of games, it might be good to have warning things, mm-hmm. like, you know, sticking your finger up. Ah, you don't have to give a lecture right then. Ah, and if they don't get it, then you take it the next step. And then I think the most important thing is you're sitting on the bed at the end of the night and you're doing a recap. This was great. This was a great night. This was so much fun. It was hilarious. And you guys were a riot. You do know why I gave you that warning. And they'll either say, yeah, or, oh, I do, Dad. I do. I'm sorry. Oh, no, we're done. I just want to make sure you know. It's blurry when we're playing these games. I know that. And so, but the beauty for me, you know, son or daughter, is that you caught it and you reeled it back. You caught it and you reeled it back. That's mature. That's great right there.
And a lot of families, even mine, for example, my husband's very funny at home and stuff, and kind of, but pokes fun a bit. So we have that sense of humor. There's a little sarcasm there, but then there have been moments where the kids will catch on and they'll also poke fun. And you have to say, okay, that was a little too far. Let's not go. Or these are areas where you don't touch that. Like, that's already disrespecting authority. Other things are kind of fun to poke at. You know, Ma, you always do that. Or Dad, you're always like, you know, stop it. You're always, you know. And so there's a humor part, but then there's, you have to teach that line that just went a little too far.
And that line's
far.
Different for everybody. Mm-hmm. That's a staff meeting. One of the kids at a young age started calling Rosemary Harry. Like the name Harry Potter, just started calling him. Which one? Do you know which one it was?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Which one was it?
Roby.
Okay.
I was going to get blamed, wasn't I?
No. I thought it was hilarious. Somebody, and I think it was Rosemary's mom, had a very hard time with that. And it was in our comfort zone. I thought it was hilarious.
He had this line of namings. Like, he called me Wart.
Wart, yes.
Went from Tory to Tor to Tort to Wart.
There was a progression.
And his was Mom to Ma'am. Then he started calling her Mammoth. And
oh, from, Woolly Mammoth.
Yeah, from Ma'am to Harry Mammoth to then Harry.
Oh, you know what? I totally forgotten how we got there. Yeah. That's exactly right.
That's why she's got the little elephant card that he made her on her
okay.
thing.
So, I mean, across the parking lot of Westminster, Harry.
He'd call me Wart down the hallway. Wart!
Hiding in my locker.
Everybody's looking past Rosemary for some guy named Harry. And there are people that have a hard time with that. There were people have a hard time, but when we played Monopoly, the kids knew count the spaces Dad goes, because it's not necessarily going to be the number on the dice, because I wanted them pay attention. And some people would say, whoa, cheating. Gee, well, you're teaching. No, I'm teaching them to pay attention, but that's not in your comfort zone. And if that's not respecting the rules of the game, because it wasn't about the game for me. It was all about the fun for me. And so everybody has to find their own. And yes, sarcasm can be very biting. And I think the challenge for me is I'm with my friends. If you're my friend, the things
you're
I say
brutal
to you. Yes, yes. Rosemary actually said, you have hundreds of friends and I don't understand it. I can't believe the way you talk to some of them. And I said, that's just us. We don't love the way you love. We don't send these squishy little cards. We take each other out. And we all know when I've needed, I mean, when we got ready to build this property, you know, a couple thousand men showed up. And so it's just one of the ways we love each other. But I had to teach my kids, that's not the way you talk to that man. This is something us. I don't even know if it's always right. This is something. But Roby, you look him in the eye and say, yes, sir. You say, yes, sir. You will reach an age where that humor works. So we each have to find our appropriate. You find your appropriate as a husband and wife. You draw your lines in the sand. Some fields are narrow and some other families, they're wider. And you discuss why. And then you hold the line with your kids. And then you even play games where there's gray areas so that you can deal with it and teach them. Whoa, you let it go a little bit. It's very important to teach my children respect for authority. It's very important to get the lines on the field drawn. And then it's very important to have fun and not run a military academy.
You've been listening to Parenting on Purpose with Dr. Bob Barnes and Tori Roberts from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J. And if you want to find out more about Sheridan House Family Ministries, a lot going on here. Just go to shfm.org. That's short for Sheridan House Family Ministries. And today's program, you can hear it online, even read the corresponding blog. That'll take you about a minute or two to go through. That's at parentingonpurpose.org. Maybe you're dealing with some other issues with your kids. We've probably done a week-long series to give you some advice and encouragement in that too. So you can do a search for that on that website, parentingonpurpose.org.
We hope you join us tomorrow. We're going to be wrapping up this week-long topic of training your child to respect authority here on Parenting on Purpose.